Coach, it's a good thing we're talking here again this morning in Pittsburgh. Cats taking care of LaSalle yesterday, a game in which the lead was as many as 19, and there are plenty of things we could point out, but what stood out to you most in that win?
Well, the fact that we learned some lessons, you know, as we prepare for Dayton, it was almost the same scenario. Come out of the first half, had a terrific assist-turnover ratio. I think we were 15-3 at Dayton. I think we were 16-3 yesterday. Passed the ball well. Offense was sharp. Offense was crisp. And then at about the eight-minute mark in the Dayton game, as well as in yesterday's game, we deviated from what has been good for us. And part of it was a lack of really being disciplined at crunch time. We use the expression land the plane, the famous USA Airways story. And part of it was LaSalle's defense. And that's the same thing that happened at Dayton at our place 2 weeks ago.
Now looking at individual performances, Peyton Aldridge, 33-10. Key free throws down the stretch. Goodmanson did the same thing. But it was really vintage Peyton on the big stage once again.
He was magnificent. What a performance on a big stage like this. And he did it in every way possible. He got one rebound that I thought was so critical. He came from across the left corner wing area at their basket, and then came under the basket and secured a rebound and got possession of it at a point when it was, I think, a five-point game, and we needed that ball desperately. So, yes, he put points up. Yes, he made foul shots. Yes, he delivered the ball. Yes, he caught the ball against pressure. Yes, he inbounded the ball against pressure. He also rebounded pretty well, too.
Switching back to Dayton, the team you took to overtime, as we mentioned, not too long ago at Belk Arena. What did you learn from that matchup? And you alluded to some of those things that you'd be able to apply to the preparation for this game.
Well, one dramatic statistic was the foul line. They shot 45 foul shots. We shot 19. They outscored us 31-11 at the foul line. So we've got to be very, very mindful that they're going to attack us, and we've got to play by showing our hands, going vertical, and not commit what we call dainty fouls. If we're going to foul them, let's send a message with the foul. Let's not have a reach foul. Let's not be out of position foul.
Provide us with a couple keys, specific keys to success this afternoon.
Well, staying disciplined offensively. They will hold us. They will body check us. They will blow up our cuts and screens. We have got to stay disciplined offensively no matter how much they try to disrupt us. So handling the basketball and executing our offense will be critical. A second thing is us playing defense with moving our feet and showing our hands and not getting into a situation where we're out of position and have to try to recover and reach and are late and therefore send them to the line.
And Coach, finally, does sustained energy concern you at all with these guys, and how do you get them ready on such short notice to get back out?
We can dwell on sustained energy. We can dwell on injuries. Both of them are impediments today, but our guys are focused. Our guys are relentless. Our guys understand the dynamics of what this is all about, and they will certainly give everything they have and empty their tank on the court today.
Thank you, Coach. Look forward to it.
Okay, Jared.